Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. I'm Gary Bell, along with Brad Pollack. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack. We are injury attorneys. If you're new to this show, this is an injury show. We cover different injury subject each week to try to teach you and educate you on how the insurance company in these accident cases, try to beat and defeat your claim. And don't think they don't try to do that. They do. They have strategies. They have their adjusters well trained. And so we try to give you the information that you need to have a level playing field with these insurance companies. You know, let's face it, when you're injured, it's very emotional. It can be very devastating. You can be out of work. You can be losing money from time from work. You can be working only part-time. And you have to fight the insurance company, too. And then you operate under this myth. We see it all the time that, you know, I was rear-ended. And, you know, surely some insurance company is going to treat me fairly. I mean, the insurance is involved. That's what insurance is for, right? And so they're going to pay for my medical bills. They're going to pay for my injuries. I don't really need to worry about it. Well, guess what? You need to worry about it. And you need to have a game plan, your own game plan, your own strategy and strategies. And so, you know, today we're talking about the insurance medical exam, but that has to have its own strategy as well. You can go to our website anytime, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com because we are the champions of the people. That's who we represent. We've done it for over 30 years. You can go to our website and you get all of our information there. It's an information loaded website. But by the way, all of our 6 books that we've written on injury subjects are there. You can download an e-copy free of any of our books, and we have a book called Legal Game Plan. Why is that so important? You need a strategy and strategies to beat the insurance company. So let's lay the groundwork for today's show. You're injured in a car accident, or you can be in a bicycle, a motorcycle, but our typical example is you're injured in a car accident. You're rear-ended, right? It's not your fault, right? You were sitting at a stoplight, a red light, boom, you get a hit, and now you're off to the emergency room or to your doctor for treatment. Eventually, if you make a claim, and it's a little bit complicated, so we would have to sit down and explain it to you, but when you make a claim, the insurance company is eventually going to want to send you to one of their doctors, one of their insurance company doctors, and it's a so-called independent medical exam, right? Independent, right? It's not independent at all. They call it an IME. They call it an independent medical examination. That's what the insurance company call it. But it's not independent. They have their hand-picked doctors. And what do you think their agenda is? And so, Brad, let's talk about that a little bit, how that fits into an injury claim. You can win this war. You can beat this part of it, but you have to know what you're doing.
Well, you have to think when the company that is hiring the doctor is the company that pays the doctor or the group of companies, because sometimes it's a number of insurance companies, but they get their business through word of mouth. Some of them will actually advertise to do defense medical examinations, to do these insurance examinations. And you have to figure that when they're doing it, they're like any other employee or any other company who's contracting with somebody who's paying them significant amounts of money. They're trying to do what's going to please that particular employer. And in that kind of situation, you have to know what their agenda is. I mean, what else could the agenda be? Come on, think about it. A doctor is in his practice and he decides he wants to make more money than he does just treating patients, just in a clinical practice. Or he or she decides they're on their way to retirement and they're starting to slow down their clinical practice and they want to still make money. They want to have a different agenda in life. They want to have a different control over their schedule. They want to do things a little bit different. So what do? They go into the business of working for the insurance company that's going to pay them, and they do it by saying, we'll do these defense medical examinations for you, and we'll give you a written report on what's going on with this particular patient. How could you not think that that doctor is going to skew the results and is going to favor their employer or the insurance company against the person, against the injured victim of a terrible car crash?
Right. So you were in this car crash. You were rear-ended. It's changed your life. It's affected your life, your quality of life. It's very emotional. You're physically injured. You have to go through weeks and months and maybe years of treatment, maybe surgery. And the driver that hits you is off on their merry way. And your fight is with the insurance company for the driver who hits you. your fight, your war, is with the insurance company for the driver who hits you. So you try to settle the case. You try to reasonably settle the case. And as we've said many, many times, but if you're new to our show, you know, sometimes they don't even offer you the amount of your medical bills to settle a case. If your medical bills are $15,000 and they offer you $8,000 to settle everything, and your medical bills are not all of your injuries, damages, and losses, there are other categories of damages, but here's $8,000, take it or leave it. Then they force you then to file a lawsuit. When they do, when you do, then you better know what you're doing, because then they can ask for an insurance defense medical examination. They call it an independent medical examination. So how do you fight this? How do you win this war? How do you go with regard to these doctors? Well, first of all, you got to understand the picture. They're going to send you to a medical exam. Do they have the right to? Yes, under certain circumstances, right? And then you're going to go to the exam. You're going to go to a complete stranger. And these doctors have their hidden agendas. And later in the show, we're going to tell you how they approach their reports and what you can do about it to beat it. But, Brad, let's talk about the money these people make. And so, you know, and they don't want to give it. You go to a deposition and you ask the doctor, how much did you make last year, the last 3 years, each of the last 3 years from insurance company X, insurance company Y, insurance company Z? Well, I don't know. Well, where are your records? Well, they're not at this location. Well, who has them? Well, that's my bookkeeper. Well, where are they? Well, they're not at this location. That's how this goes. So you can ask him the question, Brad, and we've seen it before. We've done it before. Well, how many IMEs, these so-called IMEs, do you do a day? Well, I do three. How much do you charge per IME? Well, $2,000. Did you hear that? $6,000 a day they make from these insurance companies so they can write reports about you who were rear-ended, right? You were injured. You were rear-ended. It's not your fault. $6,000 a day under that example. Times 5 days. What's that? A week. $30,000. Times 52 weeks. What's that? You see how this works? And so then they write these reports, and some of them, you're going to be astounded today what you learn when we talk about the Greenberg case, what their duties and obligations are or not. But let's talk about the money and how these people, some of these doctors do this just for a living.
That, again, is one that should be an easy telltale sign that the doctor's dishonest or that the doctor is not actually giving you full information and is skewed towards the other side. You ask them, how much money do you make in these? I don't know. Where would we find that information? Well, my bookkeeper has it or my office lady has it. Okay, doctor, so let me see if I get this right. Your office lady or your bookkeeper knows more about your financial information than you do, and you don't even bother to find out the general ideas and principles of how much you're making doing this versus a clinical practice. Really, that's what you want to tell us is happening when you're running a practice, when you're running a business. You know, sometimes we forget to reduce what these doctors are doing down to their basic minimums, and their basic minimums are they're running a business. And they have chosen which way they want their business to go. Rather than having their business go 100% clinical, they have chosen to have it go, have it include an element, an area of doing medical examinations for litigation purposes, being involved in litigation. Don't tell me these doctors don't have a pretty good idea of how much that's making them, so they understand whether it's a profitable area to be in, whether it produces cash for them, whether it is something they should be doing, or maybe they should go all clinical. They know. They have a good idea. Even if they can't tell you the exact amount, they can tell you ranges. And to have you believe or anybody else believe that their secretary or their office personnel or their bookkeeper or somebody else knows more and is the only person who has this information than they do isn't believable. But yet, Gary, I can't believe how many times they say it and people do believe it.
Right. And then we say, okay, so you don't have the records here. They're not the location. Your bookkeeper has them or whatever your answer is. Then how much did you make? I mean, you ought to know, right? You should just know. You don't need records. How much did you make from insurance company X, insurance company Y, insurance company Z? I don't know. I don't remember. I'd have to look at the records. And so it's a circle. So you can win this war, right? But you have to know what you're doing. Brad and I have over 30 years of experience each doing this, and that's why we bring these shows to you. We're just touching the tip of the iceberg today. You can call us anytime at 303 795-5900. That's 795-5900. Or what easier, you can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. It's an informational little website. You can contact us. You can email us. You'll get our phone number, championsofthepeople.com. And today we're talking about these insurance medical examinations. They call them independent. They're not independent. What's really fascinating about this is the insurance company hires these people, pays for these doctors. They have their own list of doctors they send you to in Denver or whatever, wherever you are, Grand Junction, Steamboat Springs. It doesn't matter. They got their list of doctors, right? And they send you to the doctors. They pay the doctors. And when the doctor goes to trial and gets up on the stand, you can't ask them if they work for an insurance company. You can't bring up the word insurance. So the doctors know that they're going to try to appear to be neutral and independent. So the jury will say, well, this doctor is an independent person. They said this person wasn't hurt. Meanwhile, you haven't worked for a year, or you've worked part-time for a year. And so it really affects you. And so you need to understand the flavor of this situation, how the system really works. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. I'm Gary Bell, along with Brad Pollock. Today we're talking about these so-called independent, they're not independent, medical examinations that the insurance companies send you to these doctors to evaluate your injuries. Bell and Pollock, our website, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back. You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We have over 30 years of experience each helping injured victims. You know, when you've been injured, you need help putting your life back together again. You need help navigating the insurance maze. And if you come to see us, we give you a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan, a strategy or strategies. And if you've been injured by a drunk driver, that's going to involve a different game plan, a different strategy. If you've been injured by a texting driver, if you've been T-boned, that's different than a rear-end accident. If there was snow and ice involved, you need a strategy for that. If your seatbelt, you need a strategy for this. How you were injured, the mechanism of injury, that's what we go over. When you come to see us, we don't just gloss over this initial consultation. This is meaningful. It's significant. It's substantive. We give you a free legal game plan. We tell you exactly what you can expect, and we also tell you how the insurance company is going to try to beat you. One of the ways is through their so-called independent medical examinations, which is what we're talking about today. So, Brad, you've been injured in this car accident, and so let's explain the process. The insurance company lawyers want to get your medical records. The insurance company, if there's no lawyer involved yet, wants your medical records. And they get them to these doctors, and the doctors review the medical records.
Now, the doctors are going to review the medical records. If you look at a previous shows, we've talked about why it's so important that when you're at least doing your part of the medical records, that you try to be accurate and you try and be as specific and you try to be as complete as possible, not to just gloss over it or not just throw something in there or think, well, I'm not going to fill this all the way out. I'll talk to the doctor when I get in to talk to him in my appointment as you're filling out the pre-documents prior to the appointment, because the doctor may not remember or may not put that stuff in there. And now that information is not there. Now you've got these second-guessing doctors, and that's what I think they're best known as, second-guessing doctors. Some people call them second opinion doctors, but they're not really giving an opinion except for what I call a tainted opinion. But these second guessing doctors are now looking at these records, and that's where they start with. And that's what they do a large part of their exam off of, or their decision off of. The doctors who don't go in and see you or have you come in and see them usually are subject to a little bit more cross-examination, and they don't feel as credible when it says, hey, nobody came in to see you, or you never saw the patient, you didn't bother to examine the patient. So they're second-guessing doctors who are looking at these medical records. And as they're looking at these medical records, they're trying to find the gaps in them. They're trying to find loopholes in them. They're trying to find something they can use to indicate that your doctor isn't doing the job they should be, or your doctor's being buffaloed or snowballed by you, and you just have got the wool pulled over your doctor's eyes and convince your doctor you need help when you don't need it.
Let's look at what we're talking about here. Look at this. You were in a car accident. You go to your doctor. Let's say that your family doctor, you've been seeing this doctor for 15 years, 4 years. You trust this doctor, 20 years. This is your doctor. So eventually you're injured, and now you're going to go to the insurance medical examination, which you can win. You can win that war. You can call us at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Or you can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be glad to meet with you and help you. But you go to this so-called independent medical exam doctor, paid for by the insurance company, right? Wouldn't it be nice if a third person went with you? And what rights do they have? And this is all covered by the Colorado Rules of Civil Procedure. So you need attorneys that protect you and protect your rights and set this up appropriately so that you're protected when you go to this exam. But let's talk about their duties. When you go to this doctor, you are going to fall off your chair right now. When you go to this doctor and they write a report about you, and we're going to cover the report here in a minute, how they do it, but when they write a report and they say, well, you're not really injured, or most people would have been over this in 6 months, you're not, or 6 weeks, and you're not, and you should have, they imply that you're making this up. They imply that you're lying. But they have no duty. Listen to this. They have no duty or obligation to you to even say the proper or truthful things because they're not your treating doctor. Brad, let's talk about that and explain that part.
Well, it is a Greenberg case, and it's kind of astounding because they are going to have a say in, and they are participating in a say in, the way you are going to be treated in the future. They may end out with regard to how if their testimony is believed, or if you don't want to challenge it, they could end out terminating all your care. Shutting it all down, shutting down all your medical care, all your ability to go to doctors, because they shut down all the money. They say you don't need it. You're a liar. You're trying to get, or you're greedy, and you just don't need it. Maybe subconsciously you don't need it. So they have the ability to, and they will at times adversely affect your care. When they do that, you would think that if they're wrong, and a year later when you're hurt and you have a problem, or it's greater or it's worse, and now you are needing surgery, and now they've made it so you can't get any of the funds necessary to pay for that and to pay for your time off and to pay for what it's going to do, you would think they'd have some responsibility for that. But the car insurance companies are very powerful. And the car insurance companies and the defense lawyers who represent them are very powerful. It's so important that you have a lawyer on your side. It's so important you have legal representation, because these companies have made it so these doctors can walk in to a courtroom, they can write opinions, and even if they're 100% wrong, and even if being 100% wrong, they have 100% cost you what you otherwise would have been able to acquire and obtain in court and be compensated for, they have no responsibility to you. So they can absolutely hurt you, and they have no responsibility.
It's an amazing situation, but you can win this. Do not ever let them take advantage of you. Okay, we've done this. We've won these for 30 years. But you have to know what you're doing, right? You have to have a game plan. You have to have a strategy. You can't just guess. You can't just hope. And we don't want you sitting there listening to this radio show thinking, wow, better just give up. You can win this. But the way you win it is to know. You know the attack. You know the rules. Wouldn't it be nice if you talked to an attorney and you knew from the very beginning, right after an accident happened, exactly what the insurance company is going to try to do on this point, that point, this point, that point? Wouldn't it be nice if you had a strategy or strategies as to how your accident happened, as to your damages, as to your surgery, as to the so-called independent medical examinations, right? You can call us. You can get your strategy. You can get your game plan. We wrote a book called Legal Game Plan. It's on our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can go there. You can get a free e-copy. Download an e-copy. If you want a hard copy, call our law firm at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. You can win this war. You're not going to let them take advantage of you. We're not going to let them take advantage of you. And let's talk about these reports. They write these reports, and they're very clever, and they do a lot of these reports. You know, and some of we think it's just boilerplate language. They incorporate it into 100 reports. Then they apply it to you. As Brad just said, they owe no duty or obligation to you to be right. Did you hear this? They owe no duty or obligation to you to be right. So what do they write in the report sometimes? Sometimes they say, this person's not getting better. Of course, you have a neurosurgeon recommending surgery, but they say, this person's not getting better because there are non-physical barriers to the recovery. What are those? You know, Brad, we've covered that before in depositions. We've asked the doctor, what are the non-physical barriers? They try to avoid the answer. They try to talk around it. They might say in your reports, you're a symptom exaggerator. You're a malingerer. You're a poor medical records historian. So you need to know this in advance.
You most certainly do. And once again, this is where they can cause all sorts of problems because they say things like non-physical barriers or malinger or secondary gain. And what they're saying is that it's all in your head. And the reason it's in your head is because you want to make money. You want to get money that you're not otherwise entitled to. That's what they're saying. And you've got to combat that. You've got to be ready for it. You've got to be ready in court for it. You've got to be ready when you deal with defense counsel about it. You've got to be ready with your own experts to address that. If you don't do that, you place yourself in a situation where the jury is going to believe the one and only quote expert that's there. And that, and if you don't have somebody to combat it, you're not going to get a good settlement because they're not going to believe that you're entitled to any money. The defense is going to say you don't even have an expert to combat our guy.
So, right. So when you go to these independent medical examinations, you need to know what the rules are in advance, and you can win this. 303-795-5900. You can win the war. Do not let them take advantage of you. So we got a break coming up, but right before the break, I want you to think about this. You've been going to your own family doctor for 15 years. You go to your doctor, and then you have to go to this medical examination, and the doctor for the medical examination, the so-called independent medical examination, puts in their report. You ready? Put in the report that your medical bills and your medical treatment that you've been receiving from your doctor from this accident are not reasonable and not necessary. Not reasonable and not necessary. The same doctor, they're criticizing the same doctor you've gone to for 15 years as not being reasonable and not being necessary. And right after the break, we're going to tell you what to do about this. Bell and Pollock, our telephone number 303-795-5900, our website, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back. You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Today we're talking about these so-called independent medical examinations. So, Brad, let's talk about the fact when these IMEs, the so-called independent medical examinations, when they criticize your own treating doctor, the one you've been seeing for 15 years.
Well, it's pretty devastating to have that happen, and it makes you question your own doctor. Of course, if you look at these independent doctors, these defense doctors, and say, are you saying the treating doctor committed malpractice? Oh, no, I'm not saying that. Are you saying the defense doctor cheated the system? Oh, no, I'm not saying that. Are you saying they cheated the patient? No, I'm not saying that. Are you saying they're just too stupid or they're dumb? They gave unnecessary care. They charged unreasonable amounts. It was unreasonable to give them the care. What are you saying? I'm just saying this is my opinion. I'm not calling you. I'm not criticizing the other doctor. That's what they want to tell you. I'm not criticizing, but they are saying that doctor doesn't understand or can't see through the facade that you as the injured person and patient is playing on them.
And they all do it to imply that you're making things up. You're lying. And when it has affected your life, it really is aggravating. It's maddening. Right? You're not going to let them do this to you. We're not going to. You can give us a call anytime, 303-795-5900, Bell and Pollock. Champions of the People, 303-795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. We'll see you next week.
This Legal Minute is brought to you by Bell and Pollock Personal Injury Lawyers at championsofthepeople.com.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. This is your Legal Minute. You're injured. It's a car crash. You've been rear-ended. Now you're going to talk to the insurance adjuster. Surely they're going to help you. Wrong. Surely they're going to be on your side. Wrong. Do you know what to say and do in the very first phone call with the insurance adjuster? If they said, we're going to send you a few forms to fill out, would you do it? We're going to send you some releases and a questionnaire. Should you do it? No. Should you sign the releases? No. You need to listen to our show. Go to our website. Listen, championsofthepeople.com. There's a button there that you can hit, and it's called What You Need to Know Before the Very First Phone Call with the Insurance Adjuster. You can come in, have a free initial consultation with us, and we'll help you there. And we'll give you a free legal game plan. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com will help you.
For your Bell and Pollock legal game plan, visit championsofthepeople.com.